back at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast brought to you by the Michigan Business Network, which I'm proud to be a part of, and my independent film company, Rebel Pictures. You can go to rebelpictures.net if you're interested in seeing some things. If you're not, why the hell are you listening to this? Shut it off, go do something else. But if you're staying tuned, we are in studio in a remote location, continuing the show, Hell or High Water, with local guest DeQuinn Boykins, who's a local business owner. And we were talking previously about the Lansing area Shop Local app. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the One Share Media Group, kind of what that is and where that brainchild came from.
Sure. So the One Share Media Group is actually the name of my business, and my business owns the Lansing Area Shop Local app. Now, the reason why I needed a separate business name from the app is because I work with other businesses that are in other states, and we all have a similar method on how we reach local businesses. So my business could possibly grow and add more to what we have, because someday I inspire to have some kind of like clothing collection with Lansing Area Shop Local apparel or whatever. So I plan to branch out in the future. So
this is just the start.
Yes.
This is just, you're throwing some seeds down, man. And it's going to be something pretty big and large. What are the things are you thinking about getting into?
Sure. So not only am I thinking about just like catering to local businesses, but I'm thinking about having more things for the local community. Like, I think that if we get a team of people that have interests related to the local community, then we can actually grow as a company, because that's what it's all about, is the local community. It's about finding what the needs of the community are and then acting on it, because if we don't act on it, then communities decline, and I've seen that living in Flint. So,
oh man.
So yeah, we're all about like lifting up the community.
It still blows me away that the water issue in Flint is still continuing, and people think that was just solved, and it's not. And it's really cool that you saw, you know, as a business owner yourself, you saw something that was maybe missing or deficient in this area with some local businesses, and why you kind of wanted to veer out on your own and create something that could benefit all of you, mm-hmm. all of us as local business owners. And that's so cool. And, you know, what's something you feel moving from Flint to here? What's something that you love about this area, or you love about Lansing?
What I love about Lansing is I really love the park system here. Like, I really like how you guys have a Lansing bike trail here that connects.
Oh, that's you too now, man. You're part of that too. It's not us.
Right.
You're in that us, man. Right. You've been here 4 years, you know?
Right. Thanks for correcting me on that. But yes, here in Lansing, we have a bike trail that connects to different neighborhoods, and it's nice going to different neighborhoods, like far as going by a bike, because you don't always see everything driving in your car. And I think a lot of times we spend too much time in a car and we don't get enough time to actually go out and walk in the neighborhoods and get to know the people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And when you have those experiences, when you're in the parks, you meet more people and you get to know who they are. So that's what I like about Lansing, is I really like how Lansing is really working on building more parks here, like Rotary Park. I was there last year on opening day, and it was fantastic because you had great music, you had great people coming out, showing us new ways we can support the city. So I encourage Lansing to continue to have local events and venues, because that's where it's at.
And I think it also gives people a chance to to meet other people in their community, which is so important. I mean, especially now, we are so in our own little bubbles, our own little echo chambers. You know, people don't venture out because of the pandemic. Now with, you know, the temperature changing, which you just think of like, I've lived here my whole life. I love Michigan, but the winters are killing me. And it's sad after the pandemic when I think about Stanley Kubrick's The Shining and I feel empathy for Jack Nicholson's character. I'm like, yeah, I mean, if you're trapped that long in one place, you're going to go crazy. So I almost feel bad for him now. Not for, you know, the wife and the child, but more for his sanity. And that got a reaction from Christian listeners. he's trying to hold in a laugh right now. But no, it is. It gives an opportunity to actually meet and talk with people. And that's something I think we're going to get into on the next segment is kind of talking about, you know, Pickup Lansing and how that's how we met, you and I.
Yes.
And then that connection leads to meeting other people. And then you're doing the show, you know, and helping promote your business, which in turn helps promote a bunch of other local businesses and your app and your company that can help support them. So I think that's really cool, beneficial for everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with DeQuinn Boykins, local business owner, and we're going to be talking about, Pickup Lansing. So hashtag Pickup Lansing. You can do that in your own area as well. You don't have to be living in Michigan or living in Lansing. So this is the Michigan Business Network Rebel Pictures Internet Broadcasting Podcast. The Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. We'll be right back.